a simple man, just to hear his poetry, Vedas poetry. It's
like him saying.
Yes, like him saying. Touch. Very devotee.
How about that? So the king was dressing down.
She was dressed like a simple man.
So
come to Jayadeva. But Jayadeva immediately detected, oh, you are king. So go out of this.
And king was begging him to come live with him, yes?
Yes. And Lakshman Sen asked for permission to hear his poetry, and he asked him to stay in Champahati. Please stay in this Champahati forest, and no one can disturb you here. No one but you live in my country, remember.
You can live here.
Yeah, because, yes, it's war between Orissas and Bengal, Bengali people, because Bengalis say they're Bengali poet and Orissas say Orissa poet.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone is right, as you know.
He's transcendental.
Yeah, because he later he came to Puri.
Uh-huh. He has some place in Puri?
Yes. Came to Puri, yes. There's some Devdash tradition was related to this, something like this.
Yeah, there's like a whole set of different big religion about near Puri. There's a big cult for him.
Yeah?
Yes.
The whole culture around that. Yeah. That's right. I went once in a museum in Bhuvaneshwar, spoke there one scientist, like one lady, she studied quoting different Jayadevas from the poetry. She had so many paintings, so many stories, she didn't know anything about Jayadevas. And so many things. He lived there, or after Bimbao, he lived there.
And we don't usually sing his songs, it has to be said. The songs of Jayadevas, most famously, his Gita Govinda, his Song of Govinda, unapproachable ways. They're the sort of thing we'd sometimes come upstairs and Gurudev would be in the morning and he'd be singing something and he'd be laughing and maybe someone would ask what he's singing. He's singing Gita Govinda. And then he'd say, yes, but I can see because you cannot understand what I'm singing. These were songs but relished by, like we heard from Vishaka the other day when Mahaprabhu was just so
overwhelmed
with these intense waves of divine sentiment with the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani, desperately searching after himself, desperately searching. The devotees were very worried about him. You know, they had to keep him in the Gambira under lock and key because he would wander off, he'd fall in the ocean, he'd be rubbing himself on the wall. And, you know, the devotees were trying to look after Mahaprabhu, who was becoming more and more carried away in these divine ecstasies. And one of the solutions to that was like giving a troubled lover some wine to calm them down. They would feed him shlokas that were perfectly from the Bhagavatam, from Jayadeva Goswami, Gita Govinda, from Vidyapati, from these high and beautiful Rasa Shastras that would perfectly capture that particular heart feeling that he was mining. And that would give him some relief, and then it would bring relief to the devotees that he's calm and he's sitting peacefully. So Jayadeva Goswami, we don't really sing his songs, as we have a couple in the song, but we sing the Dasa Avatar. on appearance days of the avatars. This one is now in the new edition, this Shuta Kamala, which is also supremely beautiful in her song, but it's not of that nature, of kind of intimate
beyond
nature.
Our avatar.
Yes. And Gurudev is protecting us. He's not trying to keep us away from something or, you know, trying to limit our enjoyment or something like that. Oh, you can't read this song, you know, it's only for. It's not like that. It's the exact opposite. He wants us one day to have entrance to go to that plane of heart. He wants us to go there genuinely. He says, I'll take you there, but please, you follow my instruction. And his instruction is at the cross, and you go into the Mat Mandir, you look up, and there's Krishna lifting Govardhan downhill, that's all there. And then under that, in big black Bengali letters, is something, you can see it, said it right across, and it's Mata Lahari Janakir Tanarangi, Ujala Dabapata Golabangi. This slope of Saraswati Thakur, that plane we are bound down to, and we're not going to try and bust into there. You know, who the hell am I to be even conceiving of the, you know,
right.
But we will carry on with our sadhana bhakti, you know, serving our guru, cleaning the floors, chopping the vegetables, preaching, doing all the things that we do, and worship that plane and those souls who reside there, who are called Vaishnavas and the Paramahamsas, the most topmost souls. So anyway, just a side note about the songs we do sing by Chandigarhs are very beautiful, sweet. And we can appreciate Gurudev appreciate. We may not have any entrance to it at all, but just to hear him singing something or see his mood, then we, you know, we're utterly more than satisfied. We're joyful, super joyful, just seeing him relishing that. Not necessary for us to get out our dictionaries and start to never like that.
And some simple hearted questions sometimes challenged during the Maharaj. During the Maharaj, how is that you end up telling us not to read, but to chant, not to dwell on high literature, high science, but you yourself know everything. How is that? During the Maharaj smiled and said, well, I did not learn it on my wing. Some service came from Srila Guru Maharaj, like Krishna Karnamrita. It's a lot of Krishna Karnamrita. He was chanting verses, like you said. Sometimes you come to the Ramdev that he's there, relishing verse after verse after verse after verse. No one knew what he was chanting, because Srila Maharaj could guess what it was. And then somebody said, well, you know, why are you not allowed to ask? I said, it did not come on my own wing. Guru Maharaj asked me to preserve Krishna Karnamrita in Bengali language so that it's preserved by the future generations. He asked me to edit and publish it. And while I'm editing and publishing, I'm reading and doing the slogan, so I'm changing it, but I'm supposed to do that. And somehow they entered my heart, which went to my Guru Maharaj. And by the grace of Guru Maharaj, some taste came to me. So I'm changing. And then he added, some things are very good to hear, but not so good to hear.
And he used to hear Guru Maharaj chant, like when he was taking a bath and that, Guru Maharaj would be reciting shlokas, and he would hear them, and they would also come into
his group of his home.
Yeah, without any, you know, just naturally by the presence of the Guru Maharaj.
And Guru Maharaj asked him, you should get acquainted with Chaitanya Charitamrita to memorize a few shlokas, and Guru Maharaj is talking. Memorize shlokas. Actually, almost everything I memorize. Maybe a few shlokas I don't remember. Almost all Chaitanya Charitamrita. All memorized.
Sorry, we've got Ruskies as well here.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're not
so English speakers.
Everyone's speaking something.